the drive to get into some kind of a special state is fruitless. It's impossible. The only special state you'll ever get into is dead. You know, if you want to lose weight, you can be assured you're going to lose weight when you die. So it's the ultimate diet plan. If you want to get some sleep, well, just know that that's going to happen. When you're dead, you'll be asleep. And you'll be resting in peace, and it'll be like having an endless good dream. So don't try to get into a special state. That's the point. It's impossible during human life to get into any kind of special state and maintain it. To try to adopt extreme measures, methods, practices, plans, and actions to get into something you can describe in a certain way that, and feel in a certain way that is comfortable and complete in itself will lead you nowhere. The only way to come to perfect mental stability in life is to be able to rest evenly and openly without focus as awareness, no matter what appears. Allowing everything to be as it is without needing to rely on any description whatsoever as a particular thing to make you feel better or to make you feel any particular way. So this is absolutely key. As you go through your life, you will have an endless array of all kinds of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. You will not be able to predict or determine what 99.9% of those will be. And so even if you have an overall plan for your life and you can kind of predict an overall plan to some degree, within that plan on a day-to-day basis, there will be no way to predict the particular of what appears. And so there's nothing to rely on in terms of creating a structure of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences that will give you perfect mental stability, let alone compassion and wisdom. Whatever appears is already free in its own place. It's a spontaneous appearance of awareness, a spontaneous appearance of nature's intelligence, a spontaneous appearance of the unconfined capacity of the continuous flow of the pure presence of nature itself. And so there's nothing to be altered or excluded in any way. Nature is beyond any kind of need to exclude or include anything in itself. And so the human mind, being the expression of nature, is like that too. It's beyond the need to be caught up in the mundane issue of attributing good and bad, positive and negative, a world of opposites. This is a very antiquated way of thinking and looking at the world. And it's quickly coming to a screeching halt. We are desperate as a species for a new understanding of what it means to be human. And we are slowly stepping into that knowledge that the ideas we have about life in terms of conceptual frameworks are incomplete. They don't go far enough because they don't account for what is non-dual and never perturbed and unagitated and without commotion. They, for the most part, only deal with the particulars and trying to figure those out in terms of some way to come to a conclusion about what human life means. We want to know that we can ideally that we can have perfect mental stability even if earth and space change places. That no matter what comes down, we're okay. And this is truly the only way for that to be the case for a living human being. There is no other way at this time. So good luck and good fortune to everyone everywhere.